This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a great day. We're off and running, watching tournaments. Woo! We're going to get to the scoreboard here in just a second. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, NFL executive. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. Has 5 hours of flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting coming at you. LA Live 540 every night. Woolchuck and Chiafalo, the Nosebleed Brothers, are in the house enjoying hoops, getting ready for a Mavs game night. So much happening in the world of sport. We have a Ranger signing. New pitcher. A Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Guys, before we get to those, you know, team sports, both local and national, I don't want to be selfish, but I have a significant personal announcement to make.
Oh, God, it's the rain again?
I was getting ready to leave for the house today. Realized I forgot a Diet Coke. So I went out to the garage, pulled my Diet Coke. I looked at the garage door track, okay? And I said, I haven't tried to do a pull-up for about 5 weeks. Let's see what we got here. And I did one.
Yeah!
That's right. That is right.
Gavin Dawson!
Thank
Gavin
you.
Dawson.
Okay.
Dude, that is awesome, Dawson. Man.
Almost got a second. Almost
now,
got a second.
Now yeah. I don't believe
now
it.
Now I got to go.
That, that's going too far.
You took it too far. Machine. Thank God you weren't playing ball for Duquesne today.
No wonder you walked in singing Eye of the Tiger today, dude. You're feeling great.
You barely had to jump up on that thing, right?
A little pep in my step.
You and Duquesne pulling upsets today.
Yes. Seriously. How about Duquesne?
Dude, they've done it. They've realized the dream that every team does, every underdog does. 12 over 5. Is that what that is? 12 over 5?
Yeah, 11 over 6. Duquesne over BYU.
That's their first tournament win since the 60s.
Wow. An iconic program.
How about that?
Known as the Dukies for a long time. You guys, of course, using their full name, Duquesne.
Yes, Duquesne.
Oh, hell of a program, Brian. You know that.
Absolutely. It's got a lot of players from Duquesne.
I'm glad you guys corrected me because I thought it was Duquesne this whole time, and I've been sounding like an idiot.
Could be Duquesne.
A storied program. You know, you go back into Brian's time in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's one game that just went final. That was a lot of fun during crosstalk, keeping an eye on that. Creighton leads Akron 61-45 in the second half, 11:40 to go. Arizona does lead Long Beach State there, and Dan Monson, it's 41-35 at half. North Cackalack 18, Wagner 15, that game 8 minutes gone in the first half. And tipping off shortly is going to be one of my favorite universities, Morehead State, against Illinois, 210 on True TV.
I went ahead and picked that upset.
You know, I figured you would. Well, Chuck, you've been a big fan of that program for a long time.
Morehead State. I applied, and they rejected me.
Of course, Texas and Colorado State at 550. They're on TNT. If you want to check that out, I'm sure you will enjoy it.
Didn't meet the size requirements?
I think there was an issue with the transfer.
We tried to get into Longwood too.
Hmm.
Yeah. Longwood said you're good.
Yeah.
Because I
How about St. Peter. So. St. Peter say no too?
No. St. Peter said come on down.
Ball State said no too, huh?
Ball State definitely rejected me.
Wow. top of his head over here. I didn't know this joke series went on.
How about this?
Do continue.
Yeah. That's what you get for working in college scouting.
Oral Roberts was trying to give the Oral Wooly Bully a full scholarship.
They don't have a football program at Oral Roberts.
They were my fallback, but I did not apply for that very reason.
They were disappointed that your skill set was left somewhere else.
Texas Tech and NC State at 8:40 on CBS. Does that take care of our local and regional combatants so far? Yes, it does. We'll keep you updated on the tournament scores throughout the day right here in the G-Bag Nation. Hagee told you about that Long Beach State story. That's a pretty fun one, and it kind of has me rooting against Zona here at the half. I want to see this thing continue. The guy's fired. He keeps coaching on. Says he's inspired. He says he keeps using the word surreal. Twilight Zone might be part true. It has been awesome. So they're that program, you know, that's having that Cinderella story. But they need to knock off the two here as a 15 to make it happen. And Arizona does have history of losing in this same situation. Okay, Rangers agreed to a one-year deal with Michael Lorenzen. 8.01 ERA, 1.91 whip across his final 30 and a third. So he got bullpen duties last year in the playoffs for the Phillies. He also got rocked by Arizona. Okay, so part of that, though, might have been natural regression to his career norms. Talented guy, threw a no-no last year, was an all-star for the Tigers. He did a one-year deal for like $8 million last year, and it was considered for the first half of the season one of the best free agent signings for any team. So why the Rangers like him? Why can you be optimistic? Part of the reason for the fatigue last year or him falling apart down the stretch, he went significantly past his career high in innings, 113 and a third. He threw 153. So from 123 on, bleep really hit the fan. Mm-hmm. And I love what the Rangers are doing here.
It's a cheap, really good alternative. I mean, Brian, we were talking about this. I definitely think you look at Michael Lorenzen, that's a dude that's a way, way better pitcher than an Adrian Sampson option for you.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I kind of felt like that watching Adrian Sampson pitch the other day.
Like, you feel good now about at least the option. If you feel a little more insured, this guy can be a long reliever for you, as you saw happen with Philadelphia. He did also have one of the no hitters last year in 2023. He's just been a little bit inconsistent, really up and down. 9-9 record, 4.18 ERA last year. And I know pitching, win loss record. Over the last couple of years, we don't look at that as much. But, yeah, he was fantastic for a stretch, but he really, really did fall off, to your point. The final nine games, he had over an 8 ERA. So, super athlete, but I definitely think for the cost that you're getting him, it's a fantastic move for Chris Young, just to give yourself a little bit more insurance and some more depth.
$4.5 million, so you have $16.5 million yet to spend until you get to the luxury tax threshold. And who knows? You know, maybe he's so bad he doesn't even make the rotation, but the plan is to have Bradford start in the 5-hole, and then Lorenzen's going to be building up and, maybe hitting that rotation, depending on how things go in extended spring training outings and whatever he can, cobble together as far as innings. But that gives you an option, and it gives you depth, and I'm happy that our guy CY ultimately, got that done. And I think they did it in the best possible way, because if things go well for this guy, he'll be your second best starter for a couple of months. Things go bad, like I said, maybe he won't be in the rotation, but he has the potential to perform better than Gray and Dunning and Heaney. I just think he kind of matches that description. Dunning, a guy that was about to be relegated to the bullpen, came through and had some awesome starts for you. Martin Perez, you chased him out of town 6 years ago. He went and made himself a career in Minnesota and Boston, had a hell of a season for you, then went back to regression land last year. And that's what can happen with these sort of mid-inconsistent type of starters. So you're just hoping you get the absolute best from Lorenzen. He had extended rest, so maybe he's recovered from a career high in innings last year. And, Bully, you know this. It's an established fact. You can only add so many more innings from your previous year. It's a thing where, pitchers got to go through this annual cycle of building up, and then next year you can add more innings and expect the fatigue not to get to you after the All-Star break.
100%. That's a real thing. I'm also excited to see how he does with Mad Dog, with Maddox. We've seen firsthand, he told us about the impact he's had on Jordan Montgomery the two times he's been with him. I think he's able to kind of find and get the best out of all these pitchers. I think that Lorenzen, some of these issues that he's had with consistency, starts really hot, maybe fades. Maddox might have a plan there.
Pretty cool Jerry Jones story. He's throwing a hundo, $100 million, at the Frisco-based natural gas company that he controls, Comstock Resources. Mm. That's making the headlines today in the morning news. acquiring 12.5 million shares of the company's stock. Stock closed at $8 yesterday. His purchase price represented the average closing prices. Comstock says it's going to use the money to pay down bank debt partially incurred when it purchased 200,000 undeveloped acres in the Western Haynesville Shale Play for $58.7 million. Can't imagine throwing around that kind of cash, but it did hit the papers, and kind of interesting, right? Big business stuff. Jerry's a mogul in the oil industry, no doubt. I was relieved to see last night and this morning, guys, that most of the media has had the same reaction to the Ohtani story that we did last night.
Yeah.
I was on thin ice thinking, man, is this irresponsible to speculate? It seems weird that there's inconsistent stories. But most people believe that the initial story was the truth, that Ohtani paid off the debt for him and that they're super bros from way back. Pat McAfee put together like a video montage of, you know, Ohtani and the interpreter hanging out during the game yesterday and being very friendly with one another. So, you know, if it had been a theft, Ohtani was in a very forgiving mood. You know, I just think if the truth is Ohtani paid it, just say you paid it.
Just say you paid it.
Yeah. I think the story's over. And if there was a misstep, if it was illegal or broke MLB rules in some way, you could just say, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. I was worried for my guy. You know, I'd heard that, you know, American bookies will come after you. They come after us in Japan, too. This is something you don't want to mess with. So I was trying to make the story go away and help my friend who's a family member. I'm sorry if I broke an MLB rule or I got myself wrapped up in this investigation. But I think a lawyer, an agent, maybe a PR guy for the Angels hit the panic button and said, oh, no, you can't say you had anything to do with this. We got to go into cover-up mode because cover-up mode is the culture of American sports. We're not going to be honest.
Right.
If you're just honest, Andy Pettit will forgive you.
Yeah.
But these PR guys and lawyers feel like they need to earn their money in crisis, and they come up with ideas that you should patently ignore a lot. That's my theory on what the hell we're looking at, guys. What do you
say? You don't find that suspicious?
That's right.
Yeah, this is a touchy deal. And I don't know. I mean, if you're Shohei Ohtani right now, you're probably super stressing out and you hope that you're getting sound advice from everybody who's giving it to you. But I do think, I mean, that is scary though, to consider the idea, okay, like I did do this, should I admit it? And then you're like, well, what we know as your team around you, we know what this could mean from a suspension standpoint from MLB. Like, I can understand the trepidation there where you're like, hey, this is just honestly what it is. But when it comes to these gambling things, and we've seen in the NFL, like these leagues are not taking it lightly. They're trying to make statements. You know, every single time somebody crosses the line, they're trying to make sure everybody understands this is not something that is allowed. So I can understand being hyper fearful of, even though it's an innocent situation, it's your dollars going to an illegal bookie sportsbook situation. What that could mean for you, Ohtani, is a lot of crap that you don't want to deal with, bro, like suspensions and everything else from that standpoint. So I get the fear there, but because I don't know that you could trust the MLB to be like, okay, we understand your honesty and we appreciate it. You're a good Samaritan helping your friend out, pat on the back. We'll see you on the diamond tomorrow, Shohei. Yeah. Like, that's probably not going to happen.
Hey, and MLB might be the ones, you know, advising this. Like, we don't want our game's biggest star wrapped up with paying any sort of gambler. We need you to bail from this and not have anything to do with it because we're in Rob Manfred mode now, you know, where he was like, the truth isn't important. Keeping you accountable isn't important, as he proved with the Astros. It's putting as clean of a face on this as possible.
Yeah, we need to save the face of the sport right now, which is Shohei Ohtani.
Who knows? It's not
I think as long as there is no proof that it was Shohei that bet on any of this and it was him that was doing the gambling, Major League Baseball is probably not going to come with some sort of punishment, but they are going to have to do a deep investigation on it.
Yeah, they are. And I think the layer out from that, it's a less likely scenario as far as looking at the probabilities. But what if the cover-up has been initiated because Ohtani was actually more involved than he is saying?
And there's a lot of people that are going to believe that.
Yeah. I don't know how believable that is, but it is a fascinating possibility inside this.
If they cannot find Ohtani's names on any of those betting slips, I'm just saying, I mean, I know it's probably all done electronically and stuff like that, then I kind of feel like that he's in the clear on this one.
Yeah, even illegal bookie guys, like I never dealt with Ohtani at all,
and obviously, you know, the identities of people are protected and stuff along the way, so how they know they were dealing with him. And you know, unless there's stuff from the translator to Ohtani, like text messages that they find. Hey, listen, I got the Buccaneers at 7.5 today. Okay, good. Did you get it in? Yeah, you know, and that's to me the only way they can get Ohtani in this thing.
How would you think MLB would look at it if it is Ohtani gambling, but it's NFL and European soccer games? Is that a problem?
It's a
problem if it's an illegal bookie. Okay. That's stated in the law of in their
bylaws book,
in their bylaws,
because yeah. It does seem fairly realistic that it would be Ohtani placing wagers through his guy.
Yeah,
you know, and his guy was, you know, his interpreter, dude.
and he made sure to emphasize we were not betting on baseball. It was international soccer. It was NFL. It was other sports.
See, as a fan, I have no problem. I'm asking MLB, why do you have a problem with this?
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, if it's illegal, let the courts handle it. But just be like, whatever, dude. He's betting on soccer games.
The Dodgers had the easiest thing for the Dodgers to do was to fire the interpreter.
Yeah.
To kind of get ahead of it that way.
Create the scapegoat.
Yeah, and now their hope is that it doesn't point the finger to their ball player. That's what they're probably worried about right now. You know, and then the bylaws, it says though, if you are caught with gambling and stuff like that, that they can rid you, and they did. They got rid of this guy. But now they're hopeful that the league doesn't come diving in there and they can find other things tying Ohtani to the gambling part of it.
You have to wonder how Ohtani would be so bro-ish with a guy that had stolen $4.5 million from him in the dugout.
You don't find that suspicious?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, is it at this point, is the story that it was stolen or that Ohtani willfully was stolen. Like, hey, you get to...
Has it gone back to Ohtani new?
Okay, so I guess that's where the confusion lies.
It's going back
yeah,
and
because
forth.
At one point he did say yes. Shohei went and logged in and wired the money basically. Well, yeah. Because which I get because it's like, look, dude, you just went ahead and did all this. How am I going to trust you with millions of dollars? How do I know you're not going and then going to place more bets with that? But then I think he countered that and said that wasn't true.
Yeah.
So that guy's kind of spoken both sides of his mouth here. But apparently MLB currently is not investigating Shohei Ohtani. He's not being investigated by the league right now. It's not an active investigation.
They're probably in the cover-up. It's going to take a real report from somebody at the LA Times or something like that.
We need to get Ted Wells on the beat.
That's right. What's the guy in the NFL that's always telling
us?
Don Vannata.
Donnie?
If he shows up on your doorstep, something bad's about to happen to you.
Yeah, Don Vannata bleeping around.
Yeah, he's like, hey, it's, oh my God, it's Don Vannata. You know, you're like, everybody, don't say a word. You know?
Yeah, it's get off the grid time
Jerry's,
when Vannata
like,
arrives.
Jerry's like, come on, Don, come on, Don, we'll have some, we'll have a cheeseburger together.
Let me buy you some stuff and ask you to leave a few things out of a story. What do you say, buddy?
Yeah, they're friends.
No, they are.
They are.
Yeah,
friends.
They're great friends.
They are great friends.
See, Jerry respects his media.
He does.
And he knows it's just part of it. You know, if you become this big of a celebrity as a TV show, then you are going to have people talking about you.
Yeah.
Boys, we are headed for the best sports weekend of the year. Let's discuss that. It's next in the G-Bag Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 6 minutes. Are we heading for the best sports weekend of the year, Wolchuk?
I think it very well could be. 877-881-1053. Is this your favorite sports weekend, these few days where you get the first round and the second round of the NCAA tournament? It is nonstop basketball from 11 until probably 10 p.m. At night. And there's multiple games going on. You get to just kind of, a lot of people take off work. I know last year, I think, Eric, you took off and had your little vasectomy deal during this time, didn't you? You planned that well.
That's a good call, dude. That's a good call. I'm about this might be my vasectomy anniversary.
It very well could
my
be.
My vasectiversary.
It could be.
Which is very exciting. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that reminder.
Anybody
I appreciate
wants to
that.
Send some delicious treats yeah. for my guy.
Hey, I recommend that to anybody, dude. Totally worth it. And this is definitely a good time to do it. You're posting up, you're watching these games, you're watching teams like Duquesne, and you go on runs that you never anticipated. Like, this is a lot of fun for that. And there's a reason why. I mean, you park it in that recliner. That's all you can do. You yes. can't pick anything up. There's no quick movements or anything like that. If you're a guy like Chris Arnold, you go right back to work. You're a savage animal. If you're a normal human being, you milk it for a day and a half, and you soak in all the college basketballs.
It's yeah. amazing.
Sorry, I didn't know. I was sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
Yeah, I was going to say it's been milked there, Eric.
But I think that's true. I don't know.
I'm going to turn my mic back off.
Keep it on. Join the conversation. I don't know if you guys have another weekend that you look forward to more. I do think this one is up there. I think it's a great bachelor party weekend idea. I think that's actually what some of my buddies want to do next year. We go to Vegas to do a belated bachelor party for myself. We'll see if that actually ends up happening with the baby and everything. But
yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think this, along with maybe, you know, the opening weekend of the NFL, college football, people look forward to, because that's usually around Labor Day. That's
October.
A
there's a spot there in October where everything is happening, right?
Yeah.
That might be the best sports month, right?
College okay. football, NFL yeah. football.
You get it all.
Playoff yeah. baseball,
you get
basketball.
It all. Yeah. You're 100% right. But
it's like the sports vortex or whatever they call it, where everything's happening at once.
It is. Masters weekend, I think people look forward to.
Yeah.
That's fun for a lot of people.
I'm kind of partial to that, you know, that World Series weekend. You know, I just think it's got an extra special ring to it.
Definitely equinox. The sports equinox. When you get every sport playing at the same time, that's incredible, especially when your team's in the midst of a legendary World Series run. My dear God.
It was an amazing run.
Opening weekend next week.
That's fun.
You know, you will have the NBA, just 10 games to go. MLB with the tournament now, Sweet 16 and Elite Eight rounds. You know, that's historically where more of the top seeds go down and heavyweights collide. So that, I mean, one of the next two is a top fiver, and the other one's probably a top fiver too.
Yes.
Yeah, and I love when we get those NFL playoff, that like that yeah. first round is pretty special. And I think there might be some college football games in like intertwined
that's
in some
a playoff.
Of that.
Playoff college football mixed in there too.
That's a good time.
That's gonna be and now with the expanded playoff, we might have a new weekend that gets thrown in there as well. So that, I mean, Christmas, I think with the NBA, and now we had the NFL, that's also a fun one. But these 4 days from Thursday through Sunday, just specifically the first and second round of the tournament, I think that's up there for me. Maybe the best sports weekend, wild card weekend, than this.
Yeah,
from
but
8-5-A.
You know, is there any more weekend though of people just complaining though? When you start to talk about these 4 days.
Oh, with the brackets?
Yeah, everybody had, I mean.
That's true.
Everybody.
Pipe down about your bracket. Let's watch the games.
I'm sure there are people right now losing their damn mind about BYU.
I'm sure they're upset that.
You know, they're like, oh, geez, you know. I mean, you hear for four days, you kind of like, instead of really enjoying it, that's, you know, some of the people don't fill out a bracket for a reason so they can maybe enjoy the tournament. I haven't been that guy. I guess because I get suckered into like, oh, hey, for $10 you can be in this bracket and stuff like that. And then,
and for
you
know, a lot of these, I don't even remember.
I don't even complain about my bracket. And with people, it's kind of like fantasy football to me. I don't want to hear your fantasy football problems either.
Yeah, you know? I do think though, Walchuk, this is the one seed for Vegas trip with the boys.
This would be the one.
Yeah. You're in a sports book for 12 dang hours.
Right, because I did, for my buddy Jared's, we went and did his bachelor party Labor Day weekend, which was the opening weekend of college football, and that was a blast. But I think this would be that on steroids.
Yeah, because it's just the stakes, you know? Like everything,
well,
everything
all the games
is huge.
Are on. The sensory overload of just everything going on. And television has done a great job now how they stagger these games.
It's exhilarating, dude. So it just being non-stop. Surrounded by tons of giant televisions.
Yeah.
You got your little the little kiosk there where you're going and placing in real time wagers, hanging with your boys. This has to be the best weekend for Vegas, no question.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you got like four games on it at a time. This is heaven.
And shout out to the friend groups that have been doing like one of my like friend of a friend dude and like grown adult man has him and his buddies have been going to Vegas for this like for a decade plus now.
Well, some will make it like an annual tradition. Maybe you don't go to Vegas. Maybe it's just like we're all taking off. We're all getting together and we're watching the tournament at Twin Peaks or wherever you might be watching.
But before we do that, well, Chuck, it's time for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the pimp cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Yes, 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 yes. Don't talk to my man like that. I like it when you blink. My man. I like that.
My.
Bro, I like that Drake song, dog. And his little son jump on there at the end, bro.
Yeah.
I like that song. Shot him in daylight. Shot him in daylight. All right, anyway. Day number two right here for the L.A. City Council lady. She goes off on the whole city council. She did it with a song. I can't believe they allowed this. Like, this is open mic. Anybody just come in and complain about anything?
Seriously.
And you can just say something flagrant, and they're like, all right, well, your time is up next.
Provides the illusion of freedom while they conduct their business.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
When I clarify that you can't dictate whether or not people boo or hiss if people are clapping and hooting and hollering,
so this is
that's
not
their
on the
right.
agenda. Please stick to the agenda.
Oh, it's not. Oh, thanks for reminding me, Greg.
Or you can move on to general public comment.
Sure. So shout out to Smoke and Scan. Shout out DJ Paul Gregorian. This is Taylor Swift on the track. Now we all know what's up. Every city council member is corrupt.
Hey, hey.
Kevin's racist. None of y'all give a fink. Broke your promises when y'all just gave it up. Can't you see Lance what Miller. These people do? Lie and break the rules in plain view, babe.
Order.
Scripting is Nithya Raman's energy. It's a Hollywood thing. She's filthy rich, baby. Council chamber bully politicians.
Hey.
Staffer be in trouble after snitching. Always switching sides, trading votes and then some. Ooh, these politicians think we're so dumb. Now we all know what's up. Every city council member is corrupt. Kevin's racist. None of y'all give a f.
They won't.
Broke your promises when y'all just gave it up. Big f*** you to Kevin DeLeon. Big f*** you to Nithya Raman. Big f*** you to Marquise. Big f*** you to Bob. Big f*** you to Grope. Big shout out to Smoke and Scan.
Smoke and Scan.
Free Palestine.
And they just all had to sit there and listen to her. All right, thank you. Next. It's all been disrespected. It's hilarious, man. I love it.
That is great, dude.
That's so good, bro. Pause. All right, let's see what we got for you,
boys. By the way, Lucius, some folks at the Cowboys texted me and requested that. They were asking me how they could pull that. I told them I had to go back. You had to go back and
you
listen.
You got to go through the whole L.A. City Council meeting.
Yeah, well, I said, go back and listen to your L.A. Live is what I did.
There you go.
Play it
for
you, so.
I like that.
They pulled that back for you.
You said come back to us.
Yeah.
We got that. Let's go to, you guys like Coach Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. At the microphone, he's fantastic. Yes.
I love him.
Yes. I like him,
most
too.
Most underrated coach in the sport.
Yeah. He looks like Omar Epps.
He does.
If there's ever a movie involving Coach Mike Tomlin, Omar Epps is a shoe-in.
Yes.
If you go for an audition, you see Omar Epps in there, you're like, well, he got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike. Yeah, he was born for
Omar.
It.
Are there any other characters? Maybe.
Jeez.
Anybody else I could play here?
Coach Mike Tomlin calls out coaches that run from taking their medicine.
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't run away from coaching. I like this.
I love to hear coaches resist the responsibility of coaching.
What'd you just say, coach?
I love coaches that resist the responsibility of coaches, that talk negatively about a dude that can't learn and blah, blah. Man, if everybody could learn, we need less coaches.
Yeah, that's real.
Right? If the group didn't need management, then we wouldn't make as much.
Yep.
I love reading draft evals and somebody's talking about anything other than pedigree. Talking about how poor somebody's hand usage is. Well, that's coaching. Right. Mm. I don't run away from coaching. I run to coaching.
Love it.
It all is in line with that not seeking comfort. Because when you're a coach that's talking about somebody can't learn, you're seeking comfort because your teaching is struggling.
Yep.
Bars.
Yeah.
Bars, bro.
I'm just going to internalize that quietly.
Tell that guy wins 10 games a year with crap quarterbacks.
Mm.
It's done.
Sit with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what my mom used to say when they say something powerful. How about you go sit with that? Yeah. Yesterday was a church day. Shout out to my pastors. Dr. Freddie Haynes.
Doctor.
And Reverend Ike. Let me get a little amen here going. Hey. Hey! Yes. R.I.P. Sherman Hemsley. We have a single pastor right here. Eric, you have any single pastors in your church that the women kind of adore? Maybe it might be your father. Are people low-key hitting on your pops?
I'm sure some of the older ladies have made a pass a time or two. But no, I think for the most part, they're all tied down.
Okay, yeah, because they usually are tied down. They usually have a family. It's rare you see a single pastor out here.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's rare.
It is. The musical pastor at my church was tied down.
The musical.
Didn't stop him.
Is that the show choir?
What do you mean tied down, by the way?
Married.
Oh, yeah.
Married. Okay. He was.
Yeah. That's a good specification.
Yeah,
I had to ask you because my mother was a bishop, but nobody hit on my mom. Nobody hit on my mom. She ain't here for that.
Oh, those men in her life. What
she
are you talking about?
Nobody, She's too smart. She'll correct them, make them feel dumb. The single pastor right here, he's not for the foolishness of ladies hitting on him in the church house.
This is a very serious announcement. If you have joined this church because you think you're going to marry me, this needs to be your last Sunday. We don't do that here. I don't run through the women. We don't do that here. So I have to say this because unfortunately we've had several situations with several individuals who have made it clear to several of our leaders that they felt God led them here to be a spouse to me. I can tell you
several.
That is a lie. Several. Second order of business, we had an individual call the church. I don't know this person. They said they were upset because they had been in a relationship with me for an extended period of time via email, and I suddenly stopped reaching out to them. Well, that's because you were never talking to me in the first place. So to whoever that was, I'm sorry that you went through this tragic event, but that's not our fault, and I would pray that you would be less gullible in the days ahead.
Oh.
But I assure you that if you push this any further, we will legally take action with great prejudice. So go ahead and let it die. Repent and go find a real human.
Oh.
So we're not going to do none of this foolishness because you was talking to a fake page thinking it's me. So let me set order. If you came to this church and you think I'm your husband, unthink it. So let's calm that down. Look at your neighbor and say, calm all that down. Calm all.
I would love to have seen that church and a bunch of ladies get up and leave.
Yeah, they're about to leave here.
I mean, like, all of a sudden you hear them all kind of getting their bags and banging around. Yeah.
They're on the front row.
Yeah, like.
They got shorter skirts than everybody else.
Boy, you're missing out, really Pastor. You're missing out, Pastor. And they're all saying they're on the way out. They're all just like.
Pastor
talking.
Is just kind of low-key flexing.
Yeah, That's what I said, several. Yeah. I've got so many emails from all these women that think I'm just with them.
And we're going to prosecute you if you don't lay off my...
But we'll also pray for your gullibility.
That's
you
right.
got catfish,
this
ladies.
It's your damn fault.
I don't know. That, to me, might have been dude putting on a performance for his girlfriend.
Yeah, I heard that, too, in the second part. There's an email situation going on, and I don't have anything to do with that.
That was not me.
It's not me.
Yeah, I'm definitely not running through
anybody
else.
He might have gotten trouble. He might have gotten some trouble. Yeah, absolutely.
Quite a story.
He got in trouble. Yeah. Hey, don't call this phone no more, please.
Yeah.
You're going to mess up a good thing over here, right, baby?
I'm going to have to do a sermon. Have to do a sermon on Sunday about this. Yeah,
lady, I can't help. I'm irresistible. You might have noticed it. There's some ladies at the church that, man, that is must be a good problem to have. Okay, opening weekend there. We got our Dealey Bopper happening with the champ from the city council. We got Mike Tomlin, coaches resisting the responsibility of coaching, and Church Day. He is not for the foolishness anymore. What do we have here, guys? Who are you voting for? The champ, a challenger? I'm gonna go with Tomlin because I need to hear that again.
I'm gonna go with the champ.
Yeah, LA.
I'll go with Tomlin too.
Okay. One time for my LA ladies.
Okay. All right.
L.A. Walmart Sunday afternoon.
Nice. Here we go. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to try and convince you guys to trade this Cowboy pick, the first round pick, out of the first round. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 3 o'clock, NFL News of the Day. Here's a proper NFL man himself, Brian Broaddus, Crusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. I had to talk to my guys here about this. I go back to, like, the NCAA tournament when, like, they play these regional games, and they'd be, like, at Boise, and it'd be, like, Boise's markings on the court. Like, there was no extra.
Oh, really?
There was no March Madness bracket in the middle, and no first. It was always, like, whatever. Like, if you were in New Mexico, like, at the Pit.
Yeah.
You know, you would see, like,
playing
the Pit.
Playing on Pitt's floor.
Yeah, it'd be, like, Pitt. And you didn't know, like, the two teams. You, like, if you didn't know who the two teams were, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. You, like, recognize the floor before you knew who the two teams were. But in this, and I always find myself like, what region is this? And they always, but they put the city in the middle of the court. But I don't always know where it is. I'm always
it's that TV money, man. They're figuring out ways to spend it. Every NBA team has like five courts now.
I can't figure out what all the lines
got
are.
Fight. Corner we're about there, to fight. Hosted by, and then the logo of the team. Okay, now that's what they.
What are like all the stripes? Is that what's all the stripes in the under the basket?
I don't know.
What are we doing with that?
That's a good question.
Can we like sometimes that like a.
That's just different colored panels to try to give it a, you know, kind of an old hardwood look, I guess.
You see what I'm talking about? All those like Nike stripes, not Nike, Adidas stripes. And the,
yeah, I hear you.
Those
I
think it's just for stained.
For show.
Can we focus our phone on it and make some kind of little graphic?
No, I don't think it's a QR code.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just kind of, I do miss the days when they just had the markings of just whoever it was, wherever the host team was. But
the good old days, man.
Good old days.
You could probably sit in the arena and smoke a heater while you watch the game, too.
Yeah, probably could.
Yeah.
Up until about 75 or so.
Yeah. Wait, man, you used to be able to smoke on a plane.
That was insane.
That was crazy.
I took a couple of flights like that.
That was crazy.
I couldn't believe it.
Man, people just lighten up on the plane.
That's wild. I saw a video of a girl vaping on the plane the other day, and she got thrown out.
They asked her to leave.
Yeah, no good. She was just she's blowing it all out there. Like,
was she blowing clouds or something? Oh, like, how'd she get caught? Oh,
yeah. And she had a great seat, too. Yeah.
Yeah, she was doing too much.
Yeah. The girl next to her kind of like was okay with it, but I think somebody behind her
You got to blow that down the shirt.
Yeah, you got to be low key. That's the thing. Good thing about a vape, though, you can smoke this joint anywhere.
You can.
Yeah. It's addicting, too. I take it to bed with me. I wake up in the middle of the night looking for it like it's a binky. Oh, my God.
Where's my passy?
Those things
did you ever, like, roll
dude.
Over and you're, like, laying?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Oh, here it is.
And you got, like, an indention on your back of the.
Yep, yeah. I'm just making sure the dogs don't take it and run off and chew it up.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Crusty's Corner today. There's a couple of we've talked about this of the Cowboys potentially trying to get an extra draft pick or two out of this draft.
I think it's pretty important.
I'm very confident that they will do this, by the way.
Okay. As we've talked about potentially going to a spot like Baltimore.
Okay. 30th?
The 30th pick and pick up Baltimore's third round 93.
Okay.
So we're okay with that, right?
Heck yes. Heck okay. yes.
Yeah, probably okay.
Wooly Bully, can you give me somebody? We did this on the draft show. And by the way, draft show was today for Thursday. Had some really good discussions about that. Nick Harris was at the Texas Pro Day. He's got some really good information. So after our show tonight, give the draft show a little listen and kind of get some good insight there. But we talked about this today on the show, is if you could trade back.
Okay.
Give me an idea of a player that you think that you can trade back for and you would still be there and you would be happy about that.
I think certainly Graham Barton, offensive lineman out of Duke.
Do you think he'll be there at 30?
I think he's got a chance to be there at 30. Right now, most of the mocks have him going probably between 28 and 31. So he's going to probably be in that range unless he ends up, you know, being elevated and some teams decide, hey, we are higher on him than JPJ like I am. But I don't know.
Powers Johnson from Oregon.
Yeah.
The center.
So he's a guy that certainly I think you'd have a chance at. I wonder about Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, Oklahoma. I think could be an option.
At 30.
Kingsley Suamatia.
I think for sure. BYU.
Would be an option there as well.
Offensive lineman?
Yes.
All offensive linemen we're talking about.
Do you want me
about.
To give you a player that's not an offensive lineman?
Give me somebody, yes. Give me an offensive lineman that I would not have thought about at 30.
Let's
any
go.
One of those linebackers? Because I keep hearing about
Cooper.
Texas A&M. That would be, you're probably going to.
He's going to be the first linebacker off the board, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Can I convince you guys as a position to take a linebacker in the first round?
I'm going to fight you on it pretty good. Okay. I obviously don't know all these prospects like
you
do.
Well, I know you don't, but I'm just talking about the position as you look at this football team.
Yeah, I would be. That would not be something that I would want to do. But based on the players available, you might be able to convince me, but that would not be ideal for me.
He's got to be a lot better than the offensive lineman on the board, but you could convince me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that you guys are keeping the open mind about that. Okay, that's going down to Baltimore.
Yeah, and why is Baltimore coming up? Are we just looking at Baltimore just to look at Baltimore, or do we feel like there's something like our team? Are we seeing them trade up, or
they're a team that's talked about? They're a team that's kind of in the back of the draft that has a little bit of they're kind of
maybe want to go get a guy.
But they're also another team too that lets people fall. They're a let fall to you. You know, that like good players fall to them.
Yeah.
Buffalo and Baltimore are two teams that kind of the Gang and Seven are whispering about.
Well, Buffalo got aggressive last year. They jumped in front of you and went and got Dalton Kincaid.
And those are the types of teams that feel like, hey, we are one badass player away from making us the AFC Championship caliber team to a Super Bowl caliber team.
Right.
You know, so they can fool themselves into thinking they're a player away.
Okay. Can I convince you guys to trade out of the first round?
Yes, you can.
To early second, sure. You know, they've gotten good players right there before several times. So if they know it's basically the same player, 10 back, 15 back, I'd be all right with that, especially if you're picking up like threes.
Okay. Here's where I'm at on the trading back scenario. I've got you going back, Wooly Bully, to the Commanders at 36.
Okay.
So now we're
dancing with Dan Quinn.
We've gone from 24 to 36.
So I'm looking at
what I'm going to give you though for make this move.
Yeah.
Is it worth it to you guys to pick up a third round pick, which will be pick 78?
It definitely is, because they now have more holes than they have picks to fill.
Yes.
So you need it.
Yeah. Okay. Can you project for me guys that you're looking at potentially at 36?
I'd be looking at Zach Frazier, center out of Michigan or West Virginia.
Yeah.
I think he would be a guy I'd be looking at. I think that's when you start having a conversation, maybe a Kingsley Suamatia if he's still there, BYU. I think maybe corner is in the conversation here as well.
Not upset about that.
Maybe that's a TJ Tampa. Maybe you get a Rakestraw from Mizzou, who's a local kid here that slides. I mean, we saw that happen last year with a Joey Porter Jr. I think that's also where you start to have a serious conversation about Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker from Texas A&M.
Yeah, see, I keep hearing about Cooper that with these linebackers, that he is the one, and there's a health questions about all these guys. You know, and by the way, can I circle back to real quick on my 30th Baltimore pick real quick? I want to get something in. What we're hearing about Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon, there's a couple of things I'm focusing on right now. Kiper hasn't put him in any of his mock drafts in the first round.
Which is a red flag to me. He knows something.
And if you look at Daniel Jeremiah dropped him down, Powers Johnson down to Dallas's pick at 24.
And he had been going in the top 20.
21, 22. I mean, he'd been going ahead of 19, Dallas.
Yeah.
He'd been going ahead of Dallas in a lot of these mocks. So you got a guy like Kiper not even putting him in these mocks. Daniel Jeremiah dropping him in mocks.
They probably get the whispers from the combine.
There's got to be something going on.
Yeah, they're getting
there.
The medicals.
Okay. Circle back. Hurts center. Or center that might potentially have something wrong with him that's causing him to sink in the draft. Are we second round?
I'm feeling good about Powers Johnson. If you've got a medical red flag at 36, if you've traded back, you've gotten an extra pick. I consider that at 36 still.
I mean,
I'm trying to consider it 24 now.
Nah,
at 24, I'm taking
Grant
Barton. If I want a center, I would just rather take Graham Barton, who is a player that personally I just like more.
And I don't think you're in a position, if you're Dallas right now, to take risks.
Yeah.
You've got to get guys that can play. And they've done it far too often in the second round with, he's got issues, but we'll see. And oftentimes it doesn't work out. You don't have that luxury right now. You need players to hit.
Okay, in my final minute here, if we go to 36 with the Commanders, anybody interested in taking a defensive tackle at one technique?
Yeah, like a Fisk or a Sweat?
Fisk or Sweat.
Yeah, I would be interested.
If it's far
away.
I know
you guys don't know the player, but that's...
If that's the far and away the best player on the board,
Braden Fisk is going to be an absolute monster in the NFL.
I think that's a massively important player, I think especially for Mike Zimmer. So, yeah, I'd do that.
Okay. So
you'd have to be admitting your Mozzie Smith mistake.
Is it Vita Vea?
Braden Fisk has...
Braden Fisk is, I think, more...
He's a more athletic Vita Vea.
He's not as big. Sweat is big. Sweat's a 360.
But doesn't have quite the pass rush upside as Vita Vea did.
Right, right.
Now that Mike Zimmer's in there, I bet he won't make such massive mistakes on the traits you're looking for. So I think I'd like it.
Okay.
He has an eye for those kind
of
guys.
So if you back up to 36... The defensive tackle comes into play.
Yeah,
the linebacker's in play. Mm-hmm. The corner's in play. And the offensive tackle, are we too far past that?
No, I think you might have a chance. Maybe a Morgan Falls.
The center as well.
Because now you got the two and two threes, right? Yes, so you can still get your lineman, your linebacker, and your runner.
Yep. All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
You're working the hell out of this draft, Brian. It's fascinating to watch you work, broski.
I'm trying.
NFL News of the Day is coming up next. Where are you going with this, Wolchuk?
Yeah, it's interesting. We got Tyron Smith talking right now. A big name corner was just released, and why Aaron Donald decided to retire. That's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.